السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatullil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the first of Jumad al-Ula 1447, at least let us read this one dua, Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. These words, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, are mentioned in Abu Dawood. And it shows us the beauty, glory, style of the Arabic language. The first three nights of the Islamic lunar month, so remember, refers, is called Hilal. Hilal means to raise your voice. There's the moon, chand ho gaya, like that. So, Ya Allah, make this month of Jumad al-Ula a month of khair, of goodness, wa rushdin, and righteousness. So, hilalu khairin wa rushdin. So, that we should read. And remember, in the previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala told us that these non-Muslims are saying, أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ, that he, Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fabricated, invented this Quran, Al-Yazu Billah, Allah forbid. Then what must you do? قُلْ فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِثْلِهِ وَدْعُوا مَنْ إِسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Then you must remember 10 surahs, so that فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِنْ مِثْلِهِ, bring one surah. And another place Allah Ta'ala said that they must bring 10 surahs, بِأَشْرِ سُورٍ مِثْلِهِ. And the final ultimate challenge was, وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ, bring one surah. Till today, from time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest Arabs, linguists and professors in the Arabic language could not reproduce a replica of one surah. It shows it was, it is, it will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran Sharif. So wad'u man istata'tum min dunillah, kulu whoever you want to besides Allah. وَالْكَذَّبُوا بِمَا لَمْ يُحِيطُوا بِمَا لَمْ يُحِيطُوا بِعِلْمِهِ. So remember, then why are they rejecting it? Because their brains, in so-called intelligence, intellect, cannot encompass the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, and وَلَمَّا يَأْتِهِمْ تَعْوِيلُ, and the real meaning has not come to them. So they are already hell-bent on rejection of the message and messenger. كَذَلِكَ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, the nation generations before them also rejected the messengers. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الظَّالِمِينَ, see how Almighty Allah dealt with them in a punishment. Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam and his people, the tsunami, the floods and the deluge. Lut alayhi salatu salam, the Sodom people committing sodomy, and the gay people and the gay brigade. Allah Ta'ala told Jibreel alayhi salam, pick up that piece of land and smash it to the earth. Allah made it the lowest portion as far as altitude goes. You see that Adin akhahum Huda. Allah Ta'ala sent for them, you must remember that, birihin sarsarin adiya. 1 week, the violent wind and so forth came and decimated and destroyed them. So all this is in the noble Quran. So when we read that, then we will see how Almighty Allah punished the previous nations and people. Remember that. It's not for entertainment. It is for me and you to take lesson that how Almighty Allah will punish those. And even today with all their technology and so forth. So remember, you see how Almighty Allah punished them. And the people of Thamud, Nabi Salih alayhi salam was sent with one scream, one shout, Allah decimated them. So few people bring iman and majority don't bring iman. وَرَبُّكَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُفْسِدِينَ. And your sustainer, nourisher, provider, he knows exactly who are the mischief makers, troublemakers. So when you have mischief makers, and you know, fitna makers and troublemakers and mischief mongers in your midst, then read the dua of Nabi Lut alayhi salam, chapter 29, Surah An-Kabut, the spider, verse 30. رَبِّنْ سُرْنِي عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. O Almighty Allah, you assist me against the mischief makers, the troublemakers. So we all should try and do that abundantly and regularly and constantly. Today's lesson, chapter number 10, and that is Surah to Yunus, and verses 41 to 45. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَإِنْ كَذَّبُوكَ. And hypothetically, if they reject you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this ayat is to give tasalli, to give solace, to pacify him, Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you must give them this answer. فَقُلْ لِي أَمَلِي وَلَكُمْ عَمَلُكُمْ. So hence you tell them, for me is my actions, my religion, and وَلَكُمْ عَمَلُكُمْ, and for you is your deeds and your actions. Like how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in chapter 109, so we see Almighty Allah teaches us, قُلْ يَا الْكَافِرُونَ. Say you, O non-Muslims, in the ending, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. For you is your cult and your religion, your ideology. For me is my religion, and that is Islam, and Islam is the only savior of humanity and posterity. And remember, the only book that is protected from addition, omission, interpolation, and that is our constitution, the Quran Sharif, chapter 15, verse number 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. So we can't go and put a gun or something by the non-Muslim. It must come from within him or her that he or she wants to embrace Islam. So we should know that as well. لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. For us is our deeds and actions, and for you is your deeds and your actions. أَنْتُمْ بَرِيئُونَ مِمَّا أَعْمَلُ. أَنْتُمْ بَرِيئُونَ. Verily you, بَرِيئُونَ. You have disassociated yourselves, and you must dissociate yourself, مِمَّا أَعْمَلُ, from what I am doing. We read Salat, you want to worship your idols. We are fasting, then you go and give milk to your idols. We are, you understand, go for Hajj, you go naked into the Ganga, Jamna, or wherever, the Ganges River. So like that, it's your business, but we will highlight and tell you, you should be thinking in the 21st century, how can you be worshipping idols? How can you be worshipping Jesus? How can you be worshipping Uzair? One group of Jutlas, they worship Uzair alayhi salam, Ezra. They say he's the son of Allah because he by-hearted the Torah and so forth. So it shows that these are all not people you can worship. They themselves are creation of Allah. You must worship the Creator only, and that is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. أنتم بريئون مما أعملوا وأنا بريء مما تعملون. And I am totally disassociating myself, and I am totally cutting myself off. مما تعملون, what you are doing. Now yeah, let us just pause for a minute, for a moment. Now we're supposed to wake up as true Muslims, tahajjud time, and then we read 2 rakat, 4 rakat, 6, 8 rakat, whatever Allah gives us tawfiq. And thereafter, that if you have never read Witr, you read Witr Salat before Fajr time starts. Then the Sunnats of Fajr. So what we read? Surah Fatiha, the opening chapter, and then Qul Ya Al-Kafirun. First rakat. And then second rakat, Qul Wallahu Ahad. Similarly, after Maghrib Salat, now the night has started, Qul Ya Al-Kafirun, after Fatiha, and then Qul Wallahu Ahad. Study this, the sunnats of Fajr and the sunnats of Maghrib, both the sunnat Muakkada emphasize sunnah. So there, it starts with the negation. La a'budu ma ta'budun. That our kalima starts with negation. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is none worthy of worship except him Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And he Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the last and the final messenger, you see. So that is the lesson we must learn. Negation, then affirmation. Similarly, Maghrib time. So we say nobody can help you. None is worthy of worship except him Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And then in Qul Wallahu Ahad, affirmation, the oneness, uniqueness, majesty, glory and all sovereignty of him Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Qul Wallahu Ahad. Chapter 112. Allahu Samad, totally independent. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. He's not the father of anyone and nor the child of anyone. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. None in the entire universe and creation are on par and equal with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So we need to know all these things here. So therefore we tell them, you go your way, I go my way. But that does not mean we must stop giving da'wat and making tabligh. Da'wat tabligh must continue. Remember the profound statement of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. Always, every day, invite, invite, invite. If you're not going to invite towards Islam, Allah forbid, aliyazu billah, then you will be invited towards batil and falsehood. And we see today what is happening. Now these people, the munafiqeen and hypocrites, so what they do, they come and sit there in the majlis gathering of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa minuhum, and some of them. The mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, my munafiqeen, and that is the hypocrites, and non-Muslims and so forth. May yastami'una ilayk, they pretend that they are listening attentively to you, to the recitation of the Quran Sharif, to the Edwa, to the Ahadith Mubarakah, the Sunnah Mubarakah, and the Nasiha, you sense, the beauty Mufida, and the good Nasiha, and so forth, advices. So they create the impression, perception, they're listening attentively. But their mind is wandering somewhere else, and they're looking for loopholes and skaldakhari and shortcuts. So Almighty Allah poses a question, Afa anta, what can you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tusmi usumma? Can you make the deaf people hear? So it shows these people are deaf. They make that they hear, but they're spiritually deaf. Because I open the tap and you put the glass upside down, the cup upside down. So is it my fault or your fault? So obviously it's your fault. So same thing here. The mercy of Allah is there. Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there. But they sit with the negative mind and heart and ears and everything. When walau kanu la yaqilun, even though if they don't understand anything, so they create at a perception, they're listening. So this is the game they play, like the Jutlas and the Americans and the Germans and India and so forth with the Muslims, Britain and so forth. So what they do, they will say, we want peace, we want human rights, we want women's rights, we want democracy. But when it goes against them, then they change the rules, you see that. So all haramis and so forth, you can see the double standards applied in Gaza. وَمِنُهُمْ مَنْ يَنْزُرُ إِلَيْكَ, and some of them you will see, they're looking at you with their own eyes, Ya Rasulullah, looking at your Mubarak countenance and so forth. But they look at you not with love and respect. They don't look at you as a final messenger and the Mahbub-e Ilahi, Mahbub-e Subhani, as the most beloved to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe and creation. So what do they do? Afa anta tahdil umya. What can you guide a person who's blind? You tell him go right, go left, then carry on straight. What the man knows what is right and left and say, go on straight on the straight path. He can't see anything, you must remember. وَلَوْ كَانُوا لَا يُبْصِرُونَ Even though they can't see. So that is the lesson. So the message must continue. But remember, they will not get guidance. Why? Because they themselves are not interested. Quran Sharif speaks of this clearly in the Noble Quran. Chapter 61, verse number 5. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ When they themselves, their hearts are deviated, they said that we don't want the path of Rahman. They want the path of Shaitan, so they look for the shortcut, and the shortcut led them straight to hell. Khudkwab as dirkwab, you see. People say, no, this item is very expensive, I'll buy it somewhere else. So they bought it somewhere else, and it was a cheap one, and after 1 week, 1 month, finished torn and tattered. Then they had to come and buy the expensive one, which we told them initially. So human nature is like that. They want to experiment with everything, you see that. So Almighty Allah states, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ النَّاسِ Verily Almighty Allah does not oppress anybody. You see, nobody Allah oppresses. شَيْءَ Even the slightest bit. النَّكِرَةُ فِي سِيَاقِ النَّفِي تَدُلُّ عَلَى الْأُمُومِ So see, this word here, شَيْءَ is nakira, general noun, common noun. And before that is preceded by لا, no. So when you have a common noun, before it is a negation, so then it has a general connotation. So لا يظلمون لا يظلمون الناس شيئا إن الله لا يظلم الناس شيئا Verily Almighty Allah جلّ وعلا has not oppressed any human being, even the slightest bit. So the non-Muslim can't say Allah is oppressing me, or a Muslim or a munafiq can't say that. Nobody can say that. وَلَكِنَّ النَّاسَ أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ But human beings themselves, they oppress their own selves with our vices, with our sins, with our double standards, with our lack of sincerity, lack of dedication, lack of, you must remember, that endurance. If we want any action to be accepted, there must be iman. We must do it in a method pattern shown to us by Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then ikhlas, sincerity. Amal ka barabar hona khalwat mein, jalwat mein, in privacy and public, our actions must remain the same. And then istiqamah, steadfastness. Not only in Ramadan and Friday and big nights and auspicious nights. No, continuation, consistency. And then you beg Almighty Allah for qabooliyat and acceptance in His court. Remember that. So then Almighty Allah will accept it through His grace, mercy and benevolence. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. O Allah, accept on our behalf. Verily, Ya Allah, You are the one that You are sami'ul alim, all-hearing and all-knowing. So that is how we beg Allah. Life is very short. People will live for 50, 70, 100 years or more. So Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam lived for alfa sanatin illa khamsina ama. 950 years, the Quran says. When you study Asma'ur Rijal, the life, the profile of the reporters and narrators of hadith, Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu warda, buried there in Madain in Iraq, 250 years he lived. Half his life, first half non-Muslim, second half is Muslim. And he became Sahabi. Nay, not only Sahabi, he became part of Ahlul Bayt, Salmanu Minna. Salman is from us. Go open Mishkat Sharif, go open Mustad Ahmad, Tirmidhi, and various compilations. إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ تَشْتَاقُ إِلَىٰ سَلْمَانِ Hadith in Tirmidhi. We are desirous to enter Jannah. Jannah say, I want Salman here by me. Can you imagine their rank and status? So وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ And the day He Almighty Allah assembles them, congregates them, the day of Hashr, the day of Mahshar, that we all will gather. أَفْتِنَا فِي بَيْتِ الْمَقْدِسِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ You, Ya Rasool Allah, tell us about بَيْتِ الْمَقْدِسِ بَيْتُ الْمُقَدِّسِ The hadith narrated by Maymuna bint Sa'ad radiallahu anha. And is mentioned in Ibn Majah and in Musnad Ahmad. Baytul Maqdis, the Arab ulama say, our Indo-Pak ulama say, Baytul Muqaddas, both is right. Qal, hiya, Ardul Mahshir wal Manshir. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you will be resurrected there. So imagine, What did we do for that holy land, Al-Ardul Mubarakah, which has become today Al-Ardul Muhtalla, the occupied lands? So Allah Ta'ala destroy and decimate the settlers and Jutlas and Zionists. وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ, the day He Almighty Allah will assemble, congregate all of them. They will say, كَأَلَّمْ يَلْبَثُوا, that they have not stayed in this world, it means, إِلَّا سَاعَةً مِّنَ النَّهَارِ, except 1 hour of the day. And يَتَعَارَفُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ, they'll be recognizing one another. We grew up with this person in school, in madrasa. We went to Darulum together. We went to university together. They got married, intermingling, outlaws, in-laws, all that happened. So all this will happen. But end of the day, they said they only spent 1 hour on this earth. No, but in the reality, they spent 50, 70, 80, 100 years. But the time goes so rapidly. تقارب الزمان. تقارب الزمان means as time progresses, the less barakah there is in time. And what happens? It goes so rapidly and so fast. So يتعارفون بينهم. And then what will happen to these people? قد خسر الذين كذبوا. Indeed, قد means definitely, surely, خسر. They are the losers. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر. So khusr is failure, you see that? This is the verb, qad khasira, indeed it is the failure. And the losers, those people, qad khasira alladhina kazzabu, those people who rejected and are rejecting, it means, biliqa'illah, meeting Almighty Allah Jalla wala. So meaning, they reject the year after and the aftermath of death and so forth. So look at the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. Whoever hates meeting, or whoever loves first, مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ, whosoever loves meeting Almighty Allah Jalla wala, أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ, Almighty Allah loves meeting him. So you must remember that. وَمَنْ كَرِيهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ, and whosoever hates and despises and detests meeting Almighty Allah, كَرِيهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ, so Allah Ta'ala despises and hates meeting him also. Look at Mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, how intelligent. كَانَتْ مُفَسِّرَةً مُحَدِّسَةً فَقِيهَةً أَدِيبَةً شَاعِرَةً. She was a master of Quran tafsir, of sunnah, of fiqh and jurisprudence, masla masail, and a master of the Arabic language, prose and poetry. She said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we all have the natural fear for death. He Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, not that meaning, O Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. So when a Muslim hears about the mercy of Almighty Allah, how arhamur rahimin, of forgiving, the most merciful one to show mercy, then he has that shock and desire to meet Almighty Allah. And when the kuffar, the non-Muslim and the mushrikeen, idol worshippers hear about the punishment of Allah, they hate meeting Allah. So that is the real connotation and meaning of that hadith in Tirmidhi. Go study the profile of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Go read the book by Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah al-Isaba fi tamiz al-Sahaba and that. So you will find it there. That Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu's final moments, Marwan came to visit him, made dua. He didn't answer in that sense because he knew the Sakarat is starting. And the last dua, final dua supplication he made, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the greatest Shaykhul Hadith of this Ummah. And what did he say? Allahumma inni uhibbu liqa'ak fa'ahibba liqa'i. Ya Allah, I love meeting you, and you must love meeting me. Ya Allah, Jalla wa'ala. Imagine that. So, yeah, Allah is saying, قَدْ خَسِرَ الَّذِينَ, indeed, those people are the biggest failures. كَذَّبُوا بِلِقَاءِ اللَّهِ, they rejected the meeting of Almighty Allah. وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ, and they're not on the right path. They are not given hidayat. Hence, they failed the test. And now, you can't go repeat it. It's one test. And then, when you fail it, after 30, 40, 50, 70 years, you aqil, baligh, sane and mature. So, Almighty Allah teaches us, What will happen to these people? وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. That if you only had to see that how these mujrimeen, how these criminals will hang their heads in shame, you must remember, tomorrow on the day of justice, and then they will beg, plead, and implore Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and say, رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِئِنَا فَرْجِئِنَا فَرْجِئِنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ. Ya Allah, please, we have seen, we have heard, we saw everything and heard everything. Please send us back to this world. We will do all the good actions, and we have firm conviction. Chapter 32, Surah Alif Lam Mim, Sajda, verse number 12. Allah's answer, Hasha wa kalla, nay, it won't happen. You're going to stay here, and you dispatch straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. So may Almighty Allah make our khatima, our ending on Iman and Islam. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Inshallah, tonight I will be there in Costa. That's in northwest. You see, about 45 minutes, 50 minutes from Rustenburg, between Maghrib and Isha, our program will start. Allah Ta'ala reward Haji Suleiman Yaqub and our brother Haji Yusuf Isa. You see that? Brownie, they call him. So Allah Jalla reward all of them, and all may Allah accept our programs and our journey. Allah makes it safe. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِذًا وَوَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah Jalla Wala is the best protector. He alone, independently, exclusively, is أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, the most merciful one to show mercy. Ameen. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.